AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Iran war ceasefire remains fragile. The AP's Sagar Magani reports talks are scheduled this weekend.
Israel is still bombing Beirut, which Iran condemns, saying the ceasefire deal includes Lebanon. Both the U.S. and Israel say it does not. And among other disagreements, there's Tehran's continued chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian negotiators are due to arrive tonight in Pakistan for talks. Tehran's parliament speaker said yesterday there are points of big disagreement over the ceasefire deal.
That must mean that there's a lot of points of agreement because there's a 15-point plan floating around, there's a 10-point plan floating around. If he's frustrated about three issues, that actually means that there's a lot of agreement.
Vice President Vance will lead the U.S. delegation in Islamabad. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is warning of stronger U.S. action if Iran doesn't comply with his demands. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Saeed Katibzadeh, says the Strait of Hormuz is open.
Safe passage is secured. Strait of Hormuz is open. But of course, each tankers and every each vessel should make necessary arrangements with the Iranian authorities to be able to securely pass the strait.
Oil prices remain high. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. Because of rising gas prices, airline passengers are facing rising fees, fewer flight options, and difficult decisions about whether a trip is worth the cost. The government says the economy grew at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace between October and December. That's lower than the previous estimate. A key measure of inflation stayed high in February before the war in Iran spiked gas prices. The lawyer for an American who was arrested in the Bahamas after his wife vanished while they were traveling in a motorboat says her client denies any wrongdoing. This is AP News. A 3-million-year-old tentacled sea creature has lost its crown as the world's oldest octopus after scientists found evidence it's not an octopus at all.
Newly published research concludes that fossilized remains listed by Guinness World Records as the earliest known octopus belong instead to a relative of a nautilus, a cephalopod with both tentacles and a shell. The creature, a blob about the size of a human hand, was found in the Mazon Creek area of Illinois near Chicago that's rich in fossils from a period before dinosaurs walked the earth. Its identification as an octopus in 2000 upended ideas about the evolution of the 8-tentacled cephalopod, suggesting they emerged much earlier than previously thought. The next oldest known octopus fossil is only about 90 million years old. One expert says it's a huge gap. So that got researchers sort of questioning, is this thing actually an octopus at all? I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.